This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and each week we get to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Today we're going to look at an Ann Arbor-based organization that for nearly 50 years now has made it its mission to provide programs for children, families, and individuals affected by social and economic problems. I'm talking about Peace Neighborhood Center. My guest this morning is Bonnie Billups, Jr., who is the center's executive director. And welcome to WEMU, Bonnie. It's very nice to meet you.
Thank you, Dave. Good to meet you also.
I mentioned part of the mission of what Peace Neighborhood Center is, but perhaps you can expand on that and let us know exactly what it is you're doing for people in the community.
Sure. We've been around for 50 years, and from the beginning, our mission has been to assist families and people in the community to find their greatness, to overcome obstacles, and to strengthen families and individuals in this community.
Now, what kind of programs and services do you offer that would lead you down that path?
So we're probably primarily known for our youth services, which probably takes up about 60% of what we do. Programs that run school year and during the summer, programs that assist young people from preschool or kindergarten all the way up into college, because we have a college career prep program, but also all of our programs and services that assist families who are in crisis, that help adults find strength and change economic situations, that do a whole bunch of things to strengthen families and individuals.
So in order to help the individual, it's best if you can help the entire family, right?
Exactly right.
And working together, they have a much greater opportunity. You first encountered Peace Neighborhood Center when you were a kid back in the 1970s. What took you and your personal situation to Peace Neighborhood Center?
Yeah. So our longtime previous director, who passed away in 2013, Rose Martin, ran a program called Operation Education that I became involved with when I was 10 years of age. And then when she became the director of Peace Neighborhood Center in 1976, she asked me if I would come and work as a program assistant there. And so I've been there in some capacity since 1976, except for a few years that I lived out of state. But even then, I was involved. Peace has been one of the primary things that has helped to have me focus as a young man and develop myself and to figure out what were the things that I needed to do and wanted to do and how I could be a contributing member of society in a lot of ways.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Peace Neighborhood Center Executive Director Bonnie Billups, Jr. And Bonnie, if you look back, would you have considered yourself at risk at the time you first encountered Peace Neighborhood Center?
I would think so at some level. I think every child is at risk. And at some point, was I as at risk as some other young people who I knew? Probably not. But yeah, but this provided, I think that the thing that Peace allowed for me was the ability for people around me or adults to see my strengths and be able to say, hey, you have this strength or this ability, and let me help you develop this strength or ability.
One of the strengths and abilities you had is you're an excellent musician. That's kind of what took you out of state to California there for a while, right? And You have this passion for music, which is about engagement. It's also music is math, right?
Exactly.
So we're talking about education and connection to one another through a particular set of skills. How do you take your professional musicianship and that education experience and apply it to the kids and families that you're meeting with on a daily basis?
Music is a language in itself. It's a language that everybody speaks. It's universal. And so connecting with people through music is one of the things that I do. But I think playing music gives you a sense of community and a sense of understanding when to sit back and let somebody else be the primary person and how to support each other to a collective end. And the collective end is this gigantic piece of music that it's going to connect with people. And how do you do that? And that's part of the work that we do. It's looking at how do we let people shine? How do we connect people to systems or things that are going to help them be successful? How do we support each other? All of those things are things that I've learned from being in bands and the same kind of things that I use every day with the work that I do at Peace Neighborhood Center.
One of the dangers of working in a service industry as you do is the idea that we are supposed to dictate how things are going to go. And what you're talking about is not only a lesson for life, but a lesson in music as well, as perhaps one of the most important things to do is to listen. When you listen to the children and the families that you're working with today, are you getting different messages than you did, say, 10 years ago?
Yeah, and that's a key point. You can't be a person who works in social work or human services without being having that great ability to listen and to detach yourself from your set of norms so that you're listening to what people really need. That's a great thing that Peace Neighborhood Center does. We don't dictate that this is what we think you do. The first question is to a person who's coming to our offices, what do you need? Let us figure out if we can help you get to what you need. And I think that that's what helps us to be successful.
Over the years, Peace Neighborhood Center has helped over 16,000 people and continues to do so today. As you look to the future of what the organization is going to be, are you going to need expanded services, or are you covering what you need to in Washtenaw County now?
Yeah, I think that it never goes away. You know, years ago, I would think, oh, I'm going to work myself out of a job. And we find that we're...
And that's really the goal.
That's the goal, to work yourself out of a job. But there's always going to be people in our community and in the world who need. And it's our responsibility as to how we answer that call. Peace has, over the years, evolved in different programs into what the needs are for the community. Right now, our needs, years ago, our needs were a lot more substance abuse prevention stuff with the crack cocaine epidemic that happened in the 80s and 90s. And our focus right now is helping people to economically change themselves through education, skill, trades, and those kind of things.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU and our Washtenaw United conversation with Bonnie Billups Jr. from Peace Neighborhood Center continues. I want to dive a little bit in personally. What do you get in return from providing these services from the families you engage?
Wow. Silence for a minute. I had to think. It's because it's overwhelming, the reward that you get. The feelings that I have when I know that we're a part of a success. We're a part of a parent who has sacrificed and gone back to school and taken two classes a semester for the last 3 or 4 years and has finally now gotten a degree, an associate's or a certificate, and we know what sacrifice that's been, how hard it's been for that mom to do that kind of thing. We're part of that success. So when that parent walks across the stage or when that kid walks across the stage, those successes we're happy to be a part of, and it's overwhelming to be a part of those successes.
What we're talking about is not service. We're talking about relationships, and that's what's being built through and in the Peace Neighborhood Center. So when you establish these relationships, have you had occasion that once kids are out and families are out and succeeding and thriving, that you maintain those relationships?
When you're a member of the Peace Neighborhood Center family, you're always a member of the Peace Center family. So people who have been successful at achieving things are continually involved on the level of donating now themselves, on the level of their kids or their grandchildren are now in our programs because it's a tradition. The tradition is, well, I as a kid came to Peace Center programs and Peace Center helped me. Now I want to make sure that my grandkids are at Peace Neighborhood Center and get the same kind of love and support and the same kind of direction that I got as a kid. And after 50 years of being in service to people, this organization, we can see over generations where we have made that connection. And we are a tradition for a lot of families in Peace Neighborhoods in our area, in this community.
Come every spring, you attend a lot of graduation ceremonies, I would imagine, don't you?
Yes.
Get teary-eyed?
I'm my staff say I cry all the time. I'm usually at 5 or 6 different high school graduations. I don't think anybody goes to more high school graduations than I do. This year alone, we had 18 seniors. And out of those 18 seniors, 16 of them have gone off to college or to a trade school program who graduated from our college prep program this year.
It may not be blood, but you sure sound like a proud papa.
Oh, I am. When we say this thing about Peace Center family, about being a part of the Peace family, it's the truth. That's what makes us unique. We all love each other. And as a family, if you're in need, we're going to assist you as long as you're doing the stuff that you need to do. So it's wonderful. I have an extended family of thousands and hundreds of people.
Well, if folks want to find out more about the Peace Neighborhood Center family, we'll have all the resources you need on our website at WEMU.org. It has been a true pleasure. I thank you for your time and for your insights and for sharing your story, Bonnie.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
That is Bonnie Billups, Jr., the Executive Director of Peace Neighborhood Center, our guest on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. You can get resources on today's conversation at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair. And this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.